This morning, I want us to think together about that day that we call Palm Sunday. As you know, we're going to focus more on the crucifixion than maybe other churches because we don't traditionally do a Good Friday service. And so if we celebrate the parade on Palm Sunday and then we jump to Easter, we don't ever have to think about the cross, and it's important for us to do that. So today we're going to consider the cross. But on our way to the cross, I do want us to think together about what kind of day was Palm Sunday. If you have your copy of Scripture with you, I want to invite your attention to Luke 19 that tells that story, the story of when Jesus came into town that day that we call Palm Sunday. Look with me in Luke chapter 19, and we're going to begin at verse 28. It says, after he had said these things, he was going on ahead, ascending to Jerusalem. And you know that no matter where you are, if you're going to Jerusalem, they say you're going up to Jerusalem. You're ascending to Jerusalem. That's for two reasons. One, because it is kind of on a hill. But more importantly than that, Scripture shows the importance of the place of Jerusalem, the importance of the place of the temple, so that no matter where you are in the world, if you say you're going to Jerusalem, Scripture's going to say you went up to Jerusalem. It shows it signifies a reverence for that place. And so it says that Jesus went up to Jerusalem. At 29, it came about that when he approached Bethpage and Bethany near the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village opposite you, in which as you enter you'll find a colt tied, on which no one yet has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. And if anybody asks you, why are you untying it? Thus you shall speak, the Lord has need of it. Those who were sent away, went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, why are you untying the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of it. And they brought it to Jesus. They threw their garments on the colt and put Jesus on it. What kind of day was Palm Sunday? Well, first of all, it was a day of preparation. It was a day of preparation. Jesus said, guys, go yonder and get that young donkey, that colt for me. And he said, now if you get there and somebody asks you about it, you just tell them that I need it. And they'll be ready. See, that was all that had to be said. The Lord needs it. That tells us that the folks in charge of that colt knew the Lord, and that they had been prepared to some degree. All they had to say was, the Lord needs it. And then they were going to be fine to let that colt go. It was a day of preparation. Palm Sunday was all about preparing. Jesus had something prepared ahead of time. He sent the disciples on to prepare the colt. They brought the colt. They prepared the colt. It was a day of preparation. For that matter, that day was a day of preparation in a large sense. Because why were people gathering at that time anyway? Why was there a crowd big enough to have a parade? The reason they had come to town was because it was time for Passover. And they had come to prepare, to get ready. You see, this is Sunday. Passover's not going to happen till way later into the week. And so they're here to prepare, to get ready. The reason that Jesus and his disciples came to Jerusalem that day was not for what was going to happen on Sunday, but what was going to happen Thursday evening, really Friday. It's what's going to happen later in the week. You see, he was going to gather with his disciples for the Passover. The Passover was a time that they were going to celebrate with a meal. They were going to remember the time that the angel of death was going to come and kill the firstborn of every household, except those who trusted in God, except God's people. And he said, put sacrifice a lamb and put that lamb's blood on the doorposts of your home. And then when the angel of death comes by, he will pass over your house. The blood of the lamb would protect that family, and death would pass over that family. That's what they were coming to Jerusalem for, to celebrate that, that the blood of the lamb would bring salvation. And you see, the disciples had no way of knowing that they were actually going to see that lived out in front of their very eyes, that the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ himself, would bring salvation. It was a day of preparation as they got ready for Passover, and they really got ready for a whole lot more. It was also a day of prophecy. You see there, it said that in 32, they went away, they found it. 33, it happened just like Jesus said it would. You come down to 35, they brought it to Jesus, threw their garments on him, put Jesus on it. And as he was going, they were spreading their garments in the road. And you think, here is the King of all kings. Here is the Creator of all that exists. And instead of entering in a grand and majestic way in which that he deserved, instead of that, he comes in on a little bitty donkey. Basically a baby donkey. How is that? How does that happen? Well, there are a couple of things happening here. Jesus knows that the people who have gathered for Passover, those who are Jews and have been taught enough that they would show up for Passover in Jerusalem, he knows that they know some scripture. And he knows that the prophecy in Zechariah said, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." He knew that's what prophecy said. And so when he came to town, he chose the donkey because he was humble. He also chose it because he knew that that would signify to the people that day that he was not going to be this military powerhouse that they were expecting. He was actually the Messiah of God. He was declaring that he was Messiah. How many times in Scripture had people tried to get carried away and throw him a party, and he would say, "No, the time's not right yet. No, my hour has not yet come." But he didn't stop them this day. Why? Because his hour had come. You see, he came into town to say, "Yes, indeed, I am Messiah. And as Messiah, I'm about to die on your behalf." It was a day of prophecy. It was also a day of praise. We continue in the story there. They put their garments on the colt. They put their garments on the road. Verse 37, "And as he was approaching near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with loud voice for all the miracles which they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.'" It was a day of praise. What they did that day sounds so strange to us, but it had been done before, where a mighty king would come into town and they would welcome royalty by waving the palm branches. They even had welcomed royalty before by putting garments before him so that he wouldn't have to get dirty in that dirty road. That had happened before, so to us it sounds strange. To them it was a way of saying, "Yes, you are our king." And do you notice how they praised him? They praised him by quoting a messianic psalm, a psalm about Messiah. So he came in on the donkey so that they would know for sure he really was the Messiah that had been prophesied, and they responded with a psalm written for a Messiah, for the Messiah. They responded by praising him with the words that said, "Yes, we know you are Messiah." And they begin to sing his praises. "Our Messiah has come. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." And did you notice they said, "Peace in heaven"? When Luke starts his book, He starts around Christmas time. You remember the angels show up and they talk about what? Peace on earth. Because Jesus has come to earth, he'll bring peace on earth. Now, he's about to die for the sins of all mankind, and they talk about peace in heaven. You see the difference? There's an important difference. Jesus came, when he was born, he came to offer the opportunity for us to live at peace. Now that he's about to die, he gives us the opportunity to be at peace with God, to have peace in heaven. See, Scripture tells us that when we sin, we are enemies with God. And it goes farther than that to say every one of us has sinned. Therefore, we have a problem in that we are, the Bible says, at enmity. We are enemies with God. We need to come to peace with him. How do we do that? Jesus pays the penalty for sin. And then we accept Jesus, and what he did is credited to our account, thereby bringing peace with us in heaven. Not only was it a day of praise then, it was a day of peace. Peace in heaven, he says. They're shouting, they're praising him, and they quote that there would be peace in heaven. Jesus comes to bring that peace as we are made right with God. Romans 5 says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It was a day of preparation. It was a day of prophecy. It was a day of praise. It was a day of peace, and it was a day of pity. Look at what happened next. Some of the Pharisees in the multitude said to him, teacher, rebuke your disciples. I'm at verse 40. He answered and said, I tell you, if these become silent, the stones will cry out. He said, they said, we don't need all this singing and shouting and hollering. He said, they said, make your people be quiet. And Jesus said, if I told them to be quiet, the rocks would shout out, because this is my day. I will be praised. It's either going to be by my people or by my creation, but I will be praised. And now he says, and when he approached, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if you had known in this day, even you, the things which make for peace, if only you had known. The last time we saw him cry, it was at Lazarus' grave. He had lost a good friend, and it says he wept. The context of that passage suggests that it was a quiet kind of a mourning, that it was a solemn, kind of a private weeping. This is something different. This is a loud lament. This is the ancient Middle Eastern cry of anguish. As he looks over Jerusalem, he weeps and he says, if only you had known how you could find peace. But now they have been hidden from your eyes. Verse 43, for the days shall come upon you when your enemies will throw up a bank before you and surround you and hem you in on every side and will level you to the ground and your children with you. They will not leave in you one stone upon another because you did not recognize the time of your visitation. He said you had the Son of God among you. You had the Messiah and you didn't even notice. It makes him weep because they didn't know who he was and didn't care. It was a day of pity as he looks on the lost city and he cries because he could have helped, but they wouldn't let him. I wonder today if he looked across this sanctuary and across our town, across our nation, if maybe he wouldn't weep again to say, I've been here for you. I died for you. I've done it all that's necessary for you to be right, and yet you won't pay attention. I wonder, wouldn't he cry again if he looked at our hearts and saw how cold our hearts were as we try to stand up and say, I'm too tough for religion. I don't need Jesus. I don't need God. I've got it all on my own. I'm too smart for that. And wouldn't he weep again as we turn him away? He did it all for us. There's nothing left to be done. As he died on the cross, nails in his wrists, nails in his ankles, thorns in his head. As he died on the cross, he shouted out, "It is finished. I've done it. Everything necessary to pay for sin has been done." Now, do we receive him and receive that peace with God, or do we reject him and cause him to weep? You see, it was also a day of purpose. It was a day of preparation, prophecy, praise, peace, pity, and purpose. Because there was a reason for that day. He did not come to town for the party. He didn't even come to town for the supper that would happen later that week only. He came to change the supper, to help the disciples understand that the supper wasn't pointing backwards anymore. It was pointing to him. He came to Jerusalem to die. You see, Palm Sunday is not about Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is about Good Friday. There's no reason for Jesus to come to town that day except that he came to die. Sometime way early in Scripture, it said that he set his face to Jerusalem. And from that moment on, he never wavered in his journey to Calvary. That's why he came that day. He came on Palm Sunday not so the kids could wave branches, not so people could throw their coats in the road in front of him. He came on that Sunday so he could die on that Friday. It was a day of purpose. So when we come to the table, we are remembering the purpose. We're celebrating the peace. We're acknowledging his pity on us. This is a picture of his body and his blood that was shed that we might be at peace with God.